Want to congratulate and thank Mychel Miller for his phenomenal efforts over the years as our national anthem singer, and he's moving on as a pastor to his to a ministry in Alabama. So I think the world of him. It's been an honor standing on the sideline when he sings the national anthem. Okay, as far as the football part of it, that we started our week for New England here. To cut right to it, because I know you're going to ask about Joe. He's been fitted with a brace for his right knee. He went through practice today on a limited basis. He'll be listed limited today, and we'll just take it the rest of the week as on a day-by-day basis, though we do anticipate that he'll play, and we'll see where we go from here.
How do you feel in that brace while it's limited today?
I didn't ask him how he felt.
John, you guys matched up with a bunch of tall receivers last week. Now you're going up against some smaller guys who are really effective and are making plays after the catch. I guess what's the challenge going up against them, specifically with the short throws and the screen game, probably putting an emphasis on tackling them?
Well, I mean, all those things you're talking about, Matt, those are the challenges. They run the same offense that they've run. They put different players into the equation, and they have roles for those guys. So I think the Patriots do as good a job of anybody in the league and have over the years of fitting players into their offense and then taking advantage of the things that they do well. So each one of those guys you're talking about, they fit a specific role. You're talking about 11 and 80. I mean, they do the underneath stuff. They do the short passing game, the inside routes, and they do a great job with that.
Being an away team on a Monday night game, coming back, how much does that affect your schedule as far as routine leading up to a game against the Patriots?
Well, it changes it. It's a short week, so we're on a short week schedule. We have a format for that we go to, and we have certain things that we do on short weeks, and that's what we're doing this week.
How would you describe the matchups with the Patriots over the years since you've been here? You guys have flipped the last six and, of course, AFC championships the last two.
Well, I think they've been great games. You know, it's always a big challenge playing the Patriots. They're very, very well coached. I think that goes without saying across the board. Of course, starting with Coach Belichick and then right through the staff, they do a great job. Then they have great players, and probably starting with Tom Brady, you know, consummate NFL quarterback. But they have good players at every position, and they always do. They know how to play. They play the game the right way. They don't beat themselves, and that's the kind of game you anticipate against the Patriots.
Lodi had a pretty good game on Monday, got his hands up, blocked some balls, seemed to be fresher, flashing later in games. Is that attributed to him subbing in and out and being fresh? How much do you?
You know, I really haven't thought about how much the rotation has helped him, but I assume it has helped him probably to a pretty good extent. You know, we've got a pretty nice deep group in there at the D-line. We've been able to use a nice rotation there. Haloti certainly is healthier than he's ever been in December, and he's played in pretty dominating fashion the last number of games, so it's been good to see.
How much has that meant to the defense that he's playing at that kind of level?
It means a lot to the defense. I mean, Haloti's one of our top guys. You know, he's a guy that we count on to play in a dominating way, and he's done that.
John, you have a ton of experience throughout your coaching career assessing secondaries. I mean, have you been impressed with the way your group has come together this year? And, I mean, do you see that as one of the greatest areas of improvement over the course of the season?
Well, I think our secondary's done a really good job. You know, we've always had high expectations for them, and I think they've played pretty steadily throughout the course of the season. The only issues we've had have been some big plays that, you know, we'd all like to have back, but those really have not been an overly occurrence for us. I mean, I think they've done a good job keeping people in front, tackling. We play a pretty complex system. They do a nice job of being in the right spot. I think Terrell Austin does a great job coaching those guys technique-wise. And it showed up in this last game. And we played some really good receivers and a tremendous quarterback, and they played really solidly back there.
John, this game won't be with Rob Gronkowski, and the stats bear out that the Patriots are a different team offensively without him. When you go through studying this team, will you discard everything they did with Gronk and just look at the team that they are now, like as in the last 2 weeks without him?
No, you've got to look at everything they do. I mean, when he was in there, that the offense was the same offense. It's just in terms of, you know, where is he going to go with the ball? And when you've got Gronkowski running up the seam, I'm sure that he gets a pretty good look. You know, they're going to have a tight end or some other player running up the seam and running the same route, and he's going to have to be covered. And if he's open, you know, they're going to throw him the ball. So it just depends who's running those routes and who's playing that role. That's what changes.
Does it give you more
flexibility that he's not in there to try to maybe take some more chances because you might be able to cover their tight end one-on-one as opposed to with a guy like Gronk who might need some extra coverage?
Well, and it might not be a tight end. You know, it might be a running back running up the seam. It could be one of their wide receivers. So that's what they do a great job of. They don't just plug in one for one. You know, they're going to put their guys in position. A seam route is going to be a good seam route runner running that seam, and it's going to be a guy we've got to attend to. You know, it could be Danny Amendola. He does a great job with that. So, you know, they're going to draw coverage, you know, on those routes.
Jimmy McClain on specials, how's it help you guys on the team's coverage?
Say that again?
Jimmy McClain's been more on special teams coverage lately. How's it help you guys?
Well, Jameel's been on the punt team the last 4 weeks or so, and I think it's really helped us. You know, he solidifies us, not just coverage-wise, but protection. He's been on that punt team for a long time. And between him and Josh Bynes, when those two guys play the guard positions, it's just two experienced guys that know what they're doing, and they've played really well there.
Terrell Suggs has set the bar pretty high for himself, so when he goes 4 or 5 games without a sack, it becomes a story. What have you seen from him during the stretch, and how much attention is being paid to him, and do you think that's, you know, teams are just really gunning to take him away?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, every team is going to look at Terrell Suggs, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that he doesn't destroy their passing game, you know, because he's capable of doing that. And I'm sure the Patriots will look at him the same way. That combined with some of the weather games I think we've played in that stretch have probably been the two things that have combined for that. But he's gotten pressure on the quarterback. He's forced the ball to come out quickly. And those are all things that count, too.
John, you've had a lot of success over Tom Brady in the last couple of years, kind of slowing him down. And he hasn't had some of his better games against you guys. With the different personnel, can you just apply the same kind of scheme and ideology to going up against him, or does it change now?
Well, it changes somewhat in terms of who does what for them. You know, we've got to be aware of what each guy does and what they do well. But the offense still runs through Tom Brady, and he drives it. And I think he gets the guys in position. He's the guy that makes it all work for him. So it doesn't really change in that sense. We're still playing Tom Brady.
Defensively, because you don't, even Ray's not here, Ed's not here, you have Darryl Smith in there, now you have other guys. Are you going to change defensively how you go against him?
Yeah, we'll change. We change. Every time we played him, we've changed. You know, we've never done the same thing back-to-back games, so there'll be changes, yes.
A lot of memorable games with the Patriots over the years, but I think maybe what has, you know, defined this rivalry is that every time you seem to play them, there's always a ton at stake, whether it's in the playoffs or late in the regular season like that. Do you think just the circumstances of when you guys always seem to play, it's a big deal? Do you think that's kind of made this into the rivalry than what it is?
Well, you know, to me, rivalries, you know, to use that term, are defined by how important the games are and what's at stake and how good the games are. So just what you said is right. I mean, they've always been big games. And, you know, fortunately, we've both been in the hunt, you know, all those years. So there's been a lot riding on it this year as much as ever. So it's a big game for us for that reason. But, you know, without looking back too much, I mean, it's all been great and it's all history now. You know, it really doesn't have that much of a bearing, you know, even game plan wise on this game. This game stands alone, and this is really the only one we're thinking about.
When you're in the red zone, you are coming away with points, but I know a lot of the guys frustrated you're not getting as many touchdowns as you would like. When you're looking at it overall, is there something that keeps popping up that maybe a trend or something that stands out why you're not able to get in the end zone as much as you want?
Yeah, there are things that we've come up with that we've noticed that we have addressed and we'll continue to work on. That's as much as I would like to share with you at this time.
Because the running game probably hasn't been as where you like, and we've talked about it over the covering.
We've actually run the ball pretty well in the red zone.
Okay, I was wondering if that hurts you at all.
We just haven't scored. I mean, we haven't popped a run into the end zone, which would be great, but you don't always do that. But we've actually run the ball for a pretty decent red zone average. I mean, it's going to be different than out in the field.
Went down. Did you wince when you looked at the films? Did you wince? And are these the type of things that he's overcome before, or has he just been pretty lucky and not gotten any serious, you know, close calls as this one is?
Well, yes to both of those. But he, I did wince. You know, I winced when I saw it on the board up there, and you know, I tried to talk to the referee about it and explain to him what had happened. Wasn't sure if he saw it. He said he did. He didn't tell me if he winced or not. I'd like to think that he did. Then I went to when I saw it on tape again this morning, and it was a pretty tough hit.
Did you get any explanation from the officials on why? That seems a classic under the Brady Rule,
yeah,
that it would be flagged.
Right. I got an explanation on the field. I got a different one from the league office this morning, and they're going to send it up for discipline, and we'll just have to see what the league does with it, yeah.
In the years you've been here, do you remember him taking a hit that was that much of a, I guess, a close call?
I remember a few shots that he's taken lower body and to the knee. I don't think I remember him taking one that bad, right? All right. Okay, thanks.